Jonathan, we're going to be talking about distributed HPC applications with unprivileged containers.
Thank you, Stefan. So I'm Felix. This is Jonathan. We work at NVIDIA and in California, and we're going to talk about our infrastructure, how we use containers for multiple different applications. So let me get something out of the way. I know we just got Steam, but and we are from NVIDIA, but we don't do video games. And so people, sometime when I go to a conference about Linux and containers, they say, why are you here? You're NVIDIA, you do Windows and games. But that's not only what we do, actually. So our latest GPUs do ray tracing with RTX, so that's useful for games, but also for visualization, professional visualization, for movies. And in the middle, we have a type of GPUs that's only used for crunching numbers, so like astrophysics, biology, simulation, mathematics, machine learning. We have GPUs that don't have a display. You don't have a display, you put them in a data center, and they just crunch numbers like deep learning or what we call HPC, high-performance computing. And on the other end of the spectrum, we even have autonomous machines like robots, self-driving cars, so it's like more like smaller system, embedded systems that people can use for computer visions and kind of real-time tasks that are involved. So we call that GPU computing, and you might have heard of CUDA. That's our platform for doing that beyond video games. Okay. So we at NVIDIA, we have an infrastructure of, we have multiple clusters, multiple data centers in Santa Clara. And we have one that's per some benchmark, the top 500, that's a measure of supercomputers, we are number 20 in the world. And those are very, very large machines right here. We have 16 GPU, each more than 400 watts. So with a total of 12 kilowatts per machine, and we have 96 of those, 1.5 terabyte of RAM. So that, those are machines that are gigantic. InfiniBand for the networking, because we need very fast networking. And pretty uncommon, we run Ubuntu. A little bit uncommon in HPC, but that happens. So the next talk is about, I know the next talk is about Raspberry Pi, and that could be a lot of Raspberry Pis to reach one node here, 12 kilowatt. 4 years ago, Jonathan and myself, we started a project called NVIDIA Docker, and then evolved into libNVIDIA Container. And the goal was to make it easy to deploy your CUDA applications in containers. And so it worked pretty well. And now it supports all runtime. So that's good because it doesn't force us to use a specific runtime. We can use LXC, we can use RenC, Docker, Containerd, Kubernetes. You can run your CUDA apps in there. And especially we use containers at NVIDIA for deep learning and HPC because we know some of these apps are difficult to package, to install, and they sometimes conflict between each other. So we put that in a container, and we put that on Docker Hub or some of them in our own container registry. People can download those and have a stack already installed for TensorFlow, PyTorch, biology, and stuff like that. And so we use containers for a lot of things, even benchmarking, and especially for machine learning, deep learning. So I've mentioned our hardware, but let's take a look at what a typical cloud deployment looks like. So you don't have nodes usually like we have, 12 kilowatts. You have maybe smaller nodes, instances on AWS, hundreds of thousands of them. And you containerize for security, sometimes for packaging, but also for security. And you have microservices, so maybe 100 containers per node. You have traffic from the outside world. You have user uploads and stuff like that, internal traffic. And you don't use that. Users don't access the cluster directly. They basically ask some.